This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, we're officially in the year of the dragon, as many of us welcomed in the Lunar New Year over the weekend. And the new Lunar New Year is one of those most important celebrations that we want to sort of mark for the year among the East and Southeast Asian cultures. And one of the things that we want to talk about is what it means and what can we expect. Professor Shouhuan Zhao is from the University of Melbourne and joins us this afternoon. Professor, welcome to Joy Drive.
Oh, happy to join you. Actually, I'm from University of Sydney.
University of Sydney. Yes. Firstly, Happy New Year. Happy Lunar New Year.
Thank you. Yes, Happy New Year to you too.
Why does the Lunar New Year occur after the calendar New Year, Professor?
Oh, this is because the Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year is calculated according to the Lunar Sudan calendar, which is different from and Gregorian calendar. And the Lunar Sudan calendar is actually a combination of the Lunar calendar and the Sudan calendar, with the month being lunar and the years the solar. So the date of Lunar Sudan calendar indicates both the moon phases and the time of the solar year, that is the position of the sun in the sky.
Yes.
So that's why, and therefore, on different dates, and yeah.
Yeah.
And generally, it was between 21st January and 20th February.
Okay. I mean, I obviously what gives it away is the fact that it says it's called a Lunar New Year, which then alludes to the fact that it's all to do with what you've just mentioned. So,
yeah.
Why is it so significant to those who celebrate it?
Oh, yes. And this is the most important and holiday or festival in cynical world or Sinosphere, including China, mainland China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau, Singapore, Vietnam, and Korea. It is the time for family to gather together. It's time for family members to pay homage to their ancestors and to welcome the arrival of spring. So it's the most important day or the most important festival in Chinese-speaking countries and regions.
Now, you mentioned one thing that it does do is bring people together. So is that how it's typically celebrated? Everybody comes together, families, friends, and mark the occasion by being with one another and doing what they want to do. And what usually goes on when everyone comes together to celebrate?
Oh, yes, and the people will, and no matter how far away they live, and I mean, they're the family members, and it's time for them come flying and drive back. And for the family reunion. And, you know, on the eve and of the Lunar New Year, there will be a big and a banquet or a feast, and the people enjoying traditional foods. And on the New Year's Day, and there will be lots of entertaining and programs, such as and traditional performing arts and line dance. You know that, and in Melbourne, in Bendigo, in Sydney, you can see that, and lots of the people, and enjoying and the performance of line dance as well as and dragon dance. So these are traditional and entertaining programs. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting with Professor Shouhuan Zhao from the University of Sydney about the new Lunar New Year and what the Year of the Dragon means. Professor, why does each year have a different or a new animal sign?
Okay, yes, and the Chinese zodiac is a 12-year cycle that links each year to an animal sign. The 12 animal signs are rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, and a pig. The order of the animal signs actually is fixed, with the dragon being the fifth in the cycle. So we have the year of dragon according to the Lunar Chinese Lunar Sudan calendar. The year before the year of the dragon is the year of the rabbit.
Yes.
And the year after the dragon is the year of the snake, which means that in the next and the lunar new year and is and the year of the snake. Yeah.
Okay. And since we're in the year of the dragon, what does this year, is there, what are the signifying things that we can look forward to being a year of the dragon?
Oh, the year of the dragon is, and, you know, it's different from other years of the dragon because you, among the 12 zodiac animals, and the dragon is the only mythical and creature, and all the other and animals actually and real and animals. So the dragon, which is different from the dragon in Western cultures, the dragon in Chinese culture, and represents the nobility, royalty, power, powerfulness, and significance, and associated with a lot of very, very positive and traits. So people and regard and the year of a dragon as exceptionally important. And it's expected that the population, and we expected that more babies will be born in the year of the dragon, simply because and people and look at and regard the year of the dragon as a lucky or auspicious and year, and for baby to be born, and because it is traditionally associated with the loss of and positive and elements and positive and phenomena and signs. Yeah.
So my understanding from what you were telling me is basically the year of the dragon's got one that's polite, like considered, it's got considerable energy, and it's also a doing year which with a lot of rich possibility where things can be happening, where you seize plans and put them into action. And positive spirits.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing I realize is why should we be wearing yellow this year? Is there significance with the color and the year of the dragon?
Oh, yes. And the year of dragon, you know that, and is associated with various taboos and also various and auspicious and something auspicious.
Yes.
In Chinese astrology, every zodiac sign associated with a lucky color, and that can impact on the individual's prosperity and fortune. Mm. For example, for those born in the year of the dragon in 2024, the auspicious color is gold. So we have the golden dragon, and why is it a gold? Because you know that, and the gold in Chinese culture signifies success,
yes,
wealth, and honor. The gold is believed to possess very, very strong positive energy, symbolize the sun and the metal. Because you know that, and the dragon, you symbolize the yang and the yin yang, and in Chinese and cosmology, is the yang is means a positive energy, and so it symbolizes the metal and the sun. So it is considered a symbol of royalty, nobility, and wealth, that's making one of the most auspicious colors for the dragon, the gold. And associated with and the yellow, the color and the gold is the yellow. The yellow actually is the color for the earth. And among the five elements, the basic elements of in Chinese cosmology, and yellow represents the earth.
Okay.
So.
All right. And the other thing I've sort of also noticed, what often happens with Lunar New Year celebration, is I've seen a lot of people giving out red envelopes at one of the shopping centres on the weekend. What's the significance of giving an envelope with money?
Oh, yes. And this is not only in the year of the, year of the dragon. You know, that is it is a custom term in tradition in Chinese culture that on New Year's Day, and people will give and the money wrapped in an envelope and to the kids and to the young people, and this kind of money is given to indicate the love of the old generation towards the younger generation also, and the money and is considered to be able to bring and the good luck and to the people who accept to receive the, it is part of and the Lunar New Year and celebrations.
And the talking about celebrations, how long do they last? Is it a traditional period from the beginning of the Lunar New Year that you have a time where you all come together and celebrate? What's that look like?
Okay, yes, and actually, and the Chinese New Year or the Lunar Year and last in the 15 days.
Okay, all right.
And starting from the first and of the first of the first month until the 15th of the first month. And the 15th first month, and you celebrate as a Lantern Festival, and with lanterns and hen, and people were enjoying and lanterns and hen outside once and house as well as and the shops and these kinds of things. So we have the Lantern Festival, and after Lantern Festival, the new year will come to an end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Professor, you've given me a lot more to understand because obviously I hear about it, but I've never really thought the significance of all the different meanings behind the animals through to how often we have the different animals and what they mean and significant, and also what this year means, the Year of the Dragon. So I really appreciate you sharing your time with us and the knowledge about what this means. And I'm looking forward to the Year of the Dragon. So thank you very much for joining us at Joy Drive.
Thank you, and for inviting me to talk to your audience.
That was Professor Shouhuan Zhao from the University of Sydney talking about the Lunar New Year and what it means this Year of the Dragon. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.